Good morning, everyone. This is Chaya Rivka. The Torah portion this week is Shelach, and it gives us a glimpse into the potential dangers of not understanding who we are and not knowing what our mission is, and also not being able to see ourselves clearly. Now, we learn this lesson from the spies. The spies in Shelach were tzaddikim, who Moshe sent to scout out the land of Canaan. When they returned, carrying huge fruit from the land, they gave a report, and 10 of the spies gave a negative report. They warned that the inhabitants of the land were Nephilim, were giants. And they said that even though Hashem told us we could conquer the land, that these giants were more powerful than the Jewish people. They said we were as grasshoppers in our own eyes, and so we were as grasshoppers in the Nephilim's eyes too. In other words, they put themselves down, and they didn't believe they and the Jewish people were capable of completing the mission of conquering and inhabiting the Holy Land. Now, the Zohar HaKodesh explains that the spies, along with the entire generation, would not be allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael because they had relied on their own flawed reasoning to denigrate the land rather than humbly accepting the mission Hashem gave them with. Why was that? Because they saw themselves as grasshoppers. They didn't have holy self-esteem. Because when a person has holy self-esteem, they understand that they're a human being with a neshama, with a soul, who was created in the image of God. And when a person has holy self-esteem, they understand that Hashem gave them an essential life mission and a mission that's unique to them. They're valuable. No one else can carry out that mission except you. At the same time, paradoxically, holy self-esteem must contain the recognition that Hashem is the one that makes that mission possible, that Hashem breathes life into us and sustains us, and that without Him, we really, truly are as grasshoppers. Now, in a Zamra, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov teaches us how to develop holy self-esteem, and he teaches us this lesson in other lessons as well. It's not just contained in a Zamra, because it's essential. It's essential to spiritual growth, is understanding who we are and believing in ourselves and appreciating our spiritual abilities and the mitzvahs that we do and the fact that our souls are connected to God at the source. Now, Rabbi Nachman said something very interesting. He said that all his followers potentially could become tzaddikim. He himself was not a tzaddik, he said, because his grandfather was the holy Baal Shem Tov, and he himself was not a tzaddik because of some special gift. He said he was a tzaddik because he worked on himself very, very hard his whole life. And he encourages us to believe that we have the potential to be tzaddikim too. All of Hashem's people are righteous, and all we have to do is tap into that and believe in ourselves, believe that we can accomplish in this lifetime, and see ourselves not as grasshoppers, but as people who are potentially tzaddikim. Next week, we need sponsors for this mini lesson. If you're able, please do sponsor. You may sponsor for in memory of someone, in honor of someone, for a refuah shlema, be very much appreciated. BRI Woman is a tax-deductible donation, and you can contact me about how to do this. Also, I want to wish you all a very good Shabbos and Shabbat Shalom.